What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. The Dubs lose game four to the Houston Rockets. This series is tied up 2-2, coming back to Oracle. Going to go over the game. A lot of things happened in this one. A lot of things didn't happen in this one also. Going to go over the game, play some post-game sound, and go over what the Dubs need to do to wrap this thing up, win two more games, and move on to the Western Conference Finals. That's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. The Dubs lost game four of this Western Conference semifinals series against the Houston Rockets. The Rockets outplayed them tonight. I mean, there's only so much to say about it. Well, there's a lot to say about it, but, you know, to really just wrap it up in a tight little package, put a little bow on it, Warriors got outplayed by the Rockets. They just, again, you can't fake desperation, and being up 2-1 or being down 1-2 in the Rockets' case, they were hungry. They were more physical. They were more active. Again, the rebounding was a major problem for the Warriors. And obviously it's something they're going to have to fix moving forward. Harden, not that he was slumping or anything, but had a very hardened game. Eric Gordon continues to be good for them. There's just a lot of things going right for him these last two games. And, you know, not as many things going right for the Warriors. But let's just get into the game, start with the first quarter like I usually do. That's where games start, I know. Steph and Clay were pretty aggressive out the gates. I do have to mention, though, the first bucket the Rockets got was off of an offensive rebound, which just kind of set the tone for the game, just like last game did with them on the offensive boards. But Steph and Clay were aggressive out the gates. So was KD as well. Steph finished the first with 11 points. He was 5 of 8 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3. And that's a theme you're going to hear about tonight, is the fact that Steph shot pretty well from everywhere but 3. And he just kept on taking them. Refused to not take them. It's understandable because of who he is and his history, and you know, who knows when they'll start falling, but the bottom line is they didn't start falling tonight. And that's part of what has doomed the Warriors this series, is the fact, or at least these last two games, is the fact that Steph isn't himself. He's playing poorly. But in the first, he made a real effort to get to the hoop, and it worked. He had 11 points in the first. KD had 7, and Clay had 6 on pretty good shooting. Warriors were up by 3 after the first, 28-25. Not a huge deal or anything, but it's always nice to have the lead. The rebounding didn't really start kicking in until later in the game. The Rockets did have 1 offensive rebound in the first. Dubs had 0, but the rebounding was tied 11-11. So the first was fine. You know, if Steph and Clay could keep it up, you had a pretty good feeling about tonight, but the problem is they didn't keep it up. A lot of bad fouls in the second quarter. Steph was taking bad shots and missing. And those misses led to runouts for Houston. They were taking bad shots for the Warriors and missing open ones. It's just one of these things where it's just not going right. Even when they get good looks, Clay's clanking threes. Steph's missing threes. And they're kind of forcing the threes too. Clay has also gone back to the whole ISO to a contested mid-range jumper thing he was doing earlier in the year when he was not having a lot of success, and he's still not having a lot of success with it. So that's something they're going to have to work out. And Clay actually was the one who had foul trouble tonight. He had his third foul with 4:38 left in the second, and Houston went on a 17-4 run, which pushed the lead up to 12. There was a point in the second where Dubs were just missing layups. You know, they would get to the hoop and miss, and then Houston would come down and knock down threes. One thing also that I know Warriors fans hated, I mean, I don't know how you can watch, unless you're a Rockets fan, I don't know how you can watch basketball and enjoy this, but the Rockets' antics were working. The Chris Paul acting like he gets shot on every foul, like there's a sniper in the building, or, you know, the James Harden throwing his head back all the time. They were getting those calls. They were getting those calls tonight. The antics were working. Which is going to happen. I mean, a home whistle is a real thing. And, you know, I'd say the Rockets got one tonight, but that has nothing to do with why the Warriors lost. There's 100 other reasons why the Warriors lost before the home whistle. Andre Iguodala knocked down a buzzer beater three at the end of the first half to keep the Warriors within 7, 54-61. And Steph was 6 of 12 from the field. But the problem is he was 1 of 6 from 3, 5 of 6 from everywhere else. You guys see the problem there? Too many threes. And I know it's Steph Curry, and once they start falling, it's fine. Again, the problem is they're not falling. So keep getting to the hoop. Keep working. You know, stop going for the dagger all the time. But again, that's his game. The Warriors gave up 5 offensive rebounds in the first half, which isn't that bad, but considering you only gave up 1 in the first quarter, means they got 4 in the second quarter, which isn't a good thing. The Warriors started the third pretty poorly, I'd say. Steph bit on a Eric Gordon pump fake at the three-point line, crashes into him. Eric Gordon gets 3 free throws, and then another foul. On the next possession, the Rockets had 5 free throws in the first 1 minute, 25 seconds. Steph and Draymond both picked up their third fouls within the first couple minutes of the third. There was a point where the Warriors were down 60-77, so they were down 17, and it looked really bad. It looked like this thing was over, but the Warriors, you know, they keep working. Harden had a situation where he shot a 3, flails his arm, ends up elbowing Draymond. I think Draymond probably sold it a little bit, but it was a very unnatural shooting motion or flop or whatever the hell it was. I don't know. I don't know if they looked at it or not, because it was during a commercial break, I believe. But I think it's worth looking at because, dude, that is definitely not a shooting motion. How does your arm go all the way out to the left? The Dubs actually were in the bonus with 7:32 left in the third, and it did help them try and, you know, chisel the lead down a little bit. They ended up cutting it down to 4 on an 11-0 run late in the third. Shumpert hits a mid-range. Harden hits a step-back 3. Back up to 9. They just couldn't get enough stops, or if they did get a stop, then they couldn't make the easy buckets, make the easy plays on the other end. It just was not working out for them. Anything that the Rockets are getting from Shumpert is found money, too. Like, anything that Shumpert gives them, I think he had 5 points tonight, knocked down a 3 as well, is huge for the Rockets. So the Warriors were fighting. They were definitely fighting. They scored 30 points in the third, which is only the second time in the last 7 quarters, I think, that they had scored 30 points in a quarter. The Rockets have been doing good against the Warriors, and the Warriors haven't been doing good against them, at least scoring-wise. So the Warriors kept fighting, but it felt like the Rockets had an answer every single time. The Warriors started the fourth with Steph, Clay, Sean Livingston, Andre Iguodala, and Kevon Looney. And Kevon Looney's been picked on a lot this series, which is understandable. When you have to pick someone to pick on, it, you know, you'd probably go with Kevon in these lineups, but he struggled. He struggled. The Warriors were able to keep fighting. They did take some bad shots and some bad turnovers. Houston was up 15, but the Warriors were able to put the clamps on defensively and were able to cut this thing down all the way down to 2 late in the fourth, and they actually had opportunities, man, to take the lead. Just some bad misses, some bad shots from Steph and Klay. That's one of the other things we're going to talk about in a minute, is just a lot of Steph and Klay tonight. And I understand being confident in them, but man, might not have been the right move to go to them as much as they did. In the last minute, second to last possession, actually, you know, they foul Harden, who goes to the line. Warriors are down two, Rockets up one, up two, and Harden only knocks down one free throw. He misses the second one. Warriors get the rebound, so they have a chance to tie the game, go to overtime one more time. And they get a great look for KD, a little deep, takes it, clanks it. I believe Andre gets the rebound, kicks it right out to Steph. Kicks it to KD, who then kicks it to Steph. Steph gets a good look at three also. He clanks it, and that was the ball game. Good effort towards the end of the game. Klay was good defensively, but offensively just hasn't been carrying his weight, really. And now we're tied 2-2. It's why I thought Game 3 was such a big deal, because it made Game 4, obviously, not must win, but a lot more pressure on Game 4. And Houston was able to pull it out, and the Warriors were not. Going to take a quick break, come back. I want to cover some more things from the game, things that they're going to have to change moving forward. We got some sound from Draymond and Steve Kerr. Going to play that for you as well. All that's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's going on? Dubs lose game four to the Houston Rockets. What was the final score? 112-108. And there's some things that the Warriors need to do. They need to fix them. And I think they will. But it's just frustrating. This team is better than the Rockets, period. Even with Steph and Klay not playing up to par, the Warriors are better than the Rockets. And one of the things is they need to get back to pushing the pace. And that's something you saw Draymond do tonight. He would get a rebound and he would push. And he just said, screw it, I don't care if no one's coming with me. I'm going to drive all the way to the hoop, get a layup. And, you know, there was some that he missed. But I appreciate the fact that he was pushing, trying to get back to, you know, who the Warriors are with their transition game. The Warriors have made a habit of playing the Rockets' pace and the Rockets' style, which is not conducive to the Warriors. You're not going to get the best Warriors team doing that. You're giving the Rockets a better chance when you do that. You know, it's easy to get lulled into them taking 24 seconds and walking it up, and then you do the same thing. The Warriors need to get back to pushing the ball. I guarantee Draymond is going to continue to do that and bring people with him in the next however many games. Hopefully only two more games. You know, the Warriors can win these next two and wrap it up. But so far, it's been a slow pace, and that's not Warriors basketball. So Draymond, I'm sure we'll see it. We saw a lot of it tonight, but people just weren't really going with him. So that's something I think we'll see. It's something they need to do also. It's not just, oh, I think they should, or, you know, we'll see it. They need to do it. So that's something to look for in Game 5. Another thing, mentioning Draymond. Draymond's been really good. He really has. But he also, you know, I don't want to put it all on him because it's not all on him, but P.J. Tucker has been killing the Warriors. He's been killing them. He's been getting boards. He's been out-physicaling people. P.J. Tucker had 10 rebounds tonight, 5 offensive. P.J. Tucker is a small ball 5. You know who else is the small ball 5? Draymond Green. Draymond, you're the, you know, the trash talker, the heart and soul. Like, you're going to have to nut up and stop P.J. Tucker. You're going to have to do something, because the bottom line is no one else can or has done anything. And when you're both at the small ball 5, when you're both playing the 5, like, you need to make something happen. You need to stop him. Clint Capella also. Clint Capella had 9 rebounds, 4 of them offensive. As far as the offensive rebounding goes, it was 13 for the Rockets and 8 for the Warriors. So not as bad as last game, but still, you still lost that battle pretty poorly. And 43 rebounds for the Warriors, 50 for the Rockets. That's something the Warriors are going to have to fix. And I'm putting a lot of it on Draymond. And it's not as if he's played poorly or anything, but this is on him. He has to stop PJ Tucker. Draymond was asked about just the team in general and kind of, I don't know, a nonchalant attitude, so to speak. Not specifically, but just what's wrong with the team, what's going on, and what the Rockets are doing to bother them. Here's what Draymond had to say.
I think it's just a mindset. You know, I think we're kind of, you know, we go into a fight, thinking it's a fair fight, and it's not. You know, they're doing whatever it takes to win, and not that they're, like, doing anything dirty or nothing like that, but they're doing whatever it takes to win. And we're just kind of rolling in, like, oh, yeah, we're boxed, and they slamming us. So we got to just change our mindset. And I think if we change our mindset, you know, then we'll be just fine. But we haven't these last two games. And the first two games, I think it was the complete opposite. I think we were taking it to them, and they weren't really responding as far as the physicality went. And so that's the difference in this series. That's why it's 2-2. And I know we'll change that, and it starts with me.
So there's Draymond on the situation, just basically saying they're more desperate, and we've come in kind of, I don't know, not nonchalant, but just not as aggressive as they should be. And I agree. I agree completely. You're going to have to get after them. You're going to have to match their effort. Because that's the other part. Look, there were some times the ball just bounced right to them off a miss. That happens. But you can, the one thing you can control is your effort. And there were times where, again, the effort wasn't there. PJ Tucker is making more of an effort. Chris Paul, more of an effort. Can't stand Chris Paul, man. Whoa, can't stand him. But he played pretty well tonight. He was an irritant. And that's basically what he is now. He's not the great player that he once was. He's an irritant. But Eric Gordon is picking up the slack. So you have to match their effort, especially with Clay and Steph not playing as well as they should, offensively at least. Another thing I'm looking for in Game 5 is we might we get a Jordan Bell sighting. I don't know, but you're going to have to try something. Kevon Looney is usually pretty good, but they got after him tonight. And not to say that Jordan Bell would be a better option, but he's a different option. You know, what's the saying? Like, stupidity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, something like that. If Kevon Looney continues to get worked, like, you might have to see what Jordan Bell can do. And if he gets worked, all right, well, then we got to figure something else out. But at a certain point, you got to try a different option. Maybe do we see Quinn Cook? If Steph and Clay continue to miss threes, continue to not shoot well, do you try and see if you can get Quinn Cook a couple minutes to maybe knock down some shots? I know he's a liability defensively. I know they would attack him immediately. But, hell, you're going to have to try something. Jordan Bell, I think, is more likely, but we'll see. You know, you can put his athleticism out there, and maybe that would, I don't know, try and counter some of the energy of the Rockets. You know, he would bring energy. So, something to look for. Jordan Bell in Game 5, I wouldn't be surprised. Steve Kerr was asked about why the Rockets bother the Warriors, and he had a funny saying. Here it is. Here's what Steve Kerr had to say.
Guys are physically built on that Rockets team.
Yeah, they got a lot of middle linebackers on that team. They're sturdy, and you know, we look like more like volleyball players, long and lean. But you know, we've done this many times before, and we've played all kinds of different teams. And everybody tries to be physical with us. Because they should. That's the best way to try to beat us. And so Houston's very physical. They're very good. But I'll go back to it again. We know what we have to do.
Pushing the way that a
bunch of middle linebackers, man. He's right. They are a well-built team. I think Ethan Strauss said it last season that they are thick. T-H-I-C-C. It is a big team. They're some stoutly built young men. But this is basketball. This isn't football, so that shouldn't matter as much as it has in the last couple games. We're going to take one last quick break, come back. I want to talk about Steph and Clay just a little bit more, and then a quick look ahead to Game 5. Also tell you about the other action in the NBA tonight. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles D. Hamilton. I just wanted to touch on Steph and Clay one last time because they were better, but still not very good. Steph ended the game 12 of 25, 4 of 14 from 3. He did end with 30 points, which, okay, but on 25 shots is not, that's not good. KD only took 22 shots tonight. There's a problem there. I know we're trying to get Steph going, but KD has been the hottest player in the NBA, maybe second hottest if people want to say it's Kawhi. Bottom line, KD should not be taking less shots than anyone. Unless Steph is going for 50, KD should still be getting the most shots on this team. And another problem, Steph went 12 of 25, 4 of 14 from 3. So that means he was 12 of 15 everywhere else. Those missed threes were killer, man. And they were bad shots, too. There were a lot of bad shots that were taken. So if the threes aren't falling, look, he's proven he can get buckets other places. That's what he's going to have to continue to do. Because 10 missed threes is bad. It's bad. And I understand his frustration also with the amount of driving he did tonight. He only got 2 free throws. But if you continue to drive, you're going to eventually get calls. So that's something he's just going to have to change. Or he's going to have to start hitting threes. One of the two. Clay was 5 of 15 tonight and 1 of 6 from 3. He did have 7 rebounds, which is solid for Clay, but, it's the playoffs. I'm not going to give you a participation trophy on rebounds. Like, you're going to have to get it going offensively also and stop with the mid-range contested twos. But he did go 1 of 6 from 3, so, I don't know what's better. The biggest thing for the Warriors is that Clay and Steph get on track, honestly. The rebounding's huge, but if Steph and Clay are able to play closer to what they normally do, closer to their average, Warriors will be fine. If they don't, then the rebounding is an even bigger issue. Then that's something they absolutely have to fix. Best case scenario, both things change. Warriors win the rebounding battle, Steph and Clay play great. Then you win by 30. Real quick, just wanted to let you know that the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Boston Celtics. Bucks are up 3-1 in that series and in the driver's seat. This could be the end of the Celtics coming up. We'll have to wait and see. Dubs play on Wednesday in Game 5. Be sure to check that out. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.